This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running now. And we catch up once again with Campbell Hansen. Campbell, welcome back onto the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Great to be back.
Campbell, your run's very decent, and I say that most people would love to have a run like you do. Obviously, things don't always go according to plan in an Ironman. Kona last year, you blew up a bit on the back end of the run. What are some of the lessons that you learnt out of that?
Oh, look, I think it felt like I went out slow and below the target pace that I should have, but then my wife kept saying after the race, you were running faster than everyone ahead of you in your age group. And I think that's the way the race day panned out. It's hard to know what's happening around you. So if I had that time again, I'd probably hold things back a bit, be a bit more conservative early in the run, and just try and hold it together in the second half a bit more. But, you know, that's racing and it's hard to know. And, you know, at the same time, you've got to be prepared to lay it all on the line. And I've done the same thing and run well in the past. So I certainly wouldn't call myself, I'm far from what I'd call myself a runner. It's definitely my weakest discipline. I'm definitely a diesel engine as opposed to a greyhound. But, you know, I can... the reality is, for long course triathlon, you don't need to be a super fast runner. You need to be a strong runner when you're fatigued. And, you know, that's, I'm probably reasonably good at being a strong runner when I've had a hard ride. So that's, I try and train to work on that in training and use it when I'm racing.
What are some of the things you've done to improve your run?
So last year I worked with a run coach, again, as I was talking about in the bike, at the start of the year, I said, if I'm going to go back to Kona, I want to do something different in all three disciplines to get an improvement. And the running was looking at increasing my run efficiency and working on my run technique. So I did a bunch of sessions with a run coach in Sydney, which was really awesome, actually. Gave me lots of little bits and pieces to work on, and I'll take those away. And most weeks I'll have, say, 2 10-minute blocks in a run session where I work on drills and technique stuff. And we look at, you know, we did the video stuff before and afterwards, and, you know, it made a big difference. So I think, technique and efficiency was one thing. And then also, as you get older, we want to, you start losing strength, you know, so some work in the gym to maintain, you know, as many type 2 muscle fibers, maintain as much tendon stiffness as you can to optimize your, ground reaction force, reduce your ground contact time, again, improve your efficiency when you're running, when you're fatigued. So worked on those things, and I think a combination of the strength work, the gym work, with the technique, results in improved efficiency, and that's what you're trying to get to run faster for the same effort, really.
Yep, it's almost like you were saying with a swim and with a bike, it's a lot of little things all added up gives you a bigger bang for your buck as opposed to just doing that one thing. As far as favorite workouts go, what do you love doing run-wise?
I get a lot of value out of a session I'll do going into an Ironman will be it might be a 16 to 17K session all up, and it might have 2 5-kilometer blocks at 4 minute K pace, and then 1 kilometer harder at say 3:45 pace. So, you know, sitting at threshold and then running something faster on the back of that. So, you know, there'll be 12 kilometers of work in there, plus a warm up, warm down, a little bit of recovery in the middle. So it'll be 16, 17 Ks. That's probably getting towards one of my longer runs out of my long run, but it's, definitely got some quality in there that I think lends itself well to Ironman racing.
Brilliant. Well, Campbell, I look forward to talking about your nutrition, but we'll save that for next time out. Thanks for joining me on the Kona Edge today.
Great. Thanks, Brad.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.